Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
The mouth of the Lord has spoken. This is a weekly series of things I'm reading and pondering from Charles Spurgeon. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 20. Charles Spurgeon said, "However this sacred book may be treated nowadays, it was not treated contemptuously, nor negligently, nor questioningly by the Lord Jesus Christ, our Master and Lord. It is noteworthy how he reverenced the written word. The Spirit of God rested upon him personally, without measure, and he could speak out of his own mind the revelation of God, and yet he continually quoted the law and the prophets and the Psalms. I am sure, brethren, we cannot be wrong in imitating the example of our divine Lord in reverence for that scripture which cannot be broken. The New Testament writers sit reverently down before the Old Testament and receive God's words as such without any question whatever. You and I belong to a school that will continue to do the same. Let others adopt what behavior they please. As for us and our house, this priceless book will remain the standard of our faith and the ground of our hope so long as we live." From Charles Spurgeon's sermon, The Infallibility of Scripture. As I've discussed before, the 39 books of the Old Testament were called Scripture by Jesus and those living in the same era. The New Testament writers saw Jesus as the fulfillment of those Old Testament Scripture, and what they wrote for us then became Scripture also. When we read the Bible, we are reading words from the mouth of God Himself. This book is the measure of truth, the guide for our lives, and the blessed assurance we need as we anticipate the second advent of Jesus. We need to be much in this sacred book.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.